Take your Bibles this morning and turn to the 118th Psalm. 118th Psalm. I'll begin reading in verse 1. This is a very special song. It is believed that Jesus Christ sang this song in the upper room after the institution of the Lord's Supper. It's a psalm that was used during the Feast of Tabernacles. It was a song of national celebration and national thanksgiving. So it's a very important song in a unified way. We are to come together as a country come Thursday and thank the Lord. That was the purpose of the holiday, that this nation that would have a national day of thanksgiving unto God. And Israel, you know, they were to be a nation that thanked the Lord and praised the Lord. But basically, if we're going to be a nation of people that thank God, we need to be citizens, individuals, persons that know the Lord and experience the Lord. See, national thanksgiving for Israel started on a personal level. Each and every one of the citizens of Israel were to individually experience the deliverance and the blessings of the Lord that they may personally give thanks. And so as we read the 118th Psalm, it all begins with the heart, the individual heart. And by the time we get to verse 15, we're going to see that it talks about the home. Each of our homes, we need to, when we get together and we eat turkey or ham or whatever you like, and you celebrate Thanksgiving, you need to be thankful that God is present in your home. I'm thankful for a Christian home. I'm thankful for the power of God that's been manifested in my home. It's a blessing to have God in your home. And so not only should we praise and thank the Lord and bless His holy name for personal deliverance, but family deliverance. God has delivered us as families. And then as we close out this psalm, it's not just the heart and the home, but also it is the house of God. He will talk about us going into the gates of heaven. Going into the gates of His tabernacle. Going into the house of God. Now, this is technically, theoretically, the house of God when we come together. Any place the Lord's people meet, that's where God is. Jesus said, if two or three gather together in My name, I will be in the midst. But one of these days, we're going to be gathered to that heavenly country. To the blessed place, the holy tabernacle of the Most High God. We're going to be gathered into that heavenly country, the New Jerusalem, and there we will praise Him and exalt and give thanks to the Lord for all that He has done for us. We will never fail throughout the eons of eternity to give Him thanks when we get to heaven. We will thank Him, we will praise Him, we will magnify His holy name. Now, one of the reasons and one of the purposes for this kind of thanksgiving is that there's a transmission that occurs. God's people, when they're exalting His name, they transmit the grace of God, the mercy of God, the goodness of God to those who have not yet experienced it. And that's an important part of our evangelism. As we exalt the name of the Lord, like the psalmist said, he said, "Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt His name together." He said they would look to the Lord and they would be enlightened. And he said the humble would hear it and be glad. He said they would turn to the Lord. They would acknowledge the Lord. They would see the blessings of the Lord because of the exaltation given by the people of God. Israel was to be a beacon of hope for all the other nations of the world. Their thanksgiving and their exaltation of the Lord was to cause a ripple effect across the whole globe. And as far as I'm concerned, the Messiah has. Him coming, providing redemption. The evangelism of the church still needs to be part of that glorious truth that Jesus Christ is the Savior. And when we exalt Him as Lord, the lost shall see it, the humble shall see it, and they will be glad. The glad tidings of good joy come from my exaltation. And so as we give thanks to the Lord. Now, I want to read the entire psalm because it's just really important that I do that. It's quite long. But exalting the Lord, telling of His goodness, When we tell of His goodness, when we testify of the goodness of the Lord that we have experienced on a spiritual level, on a personal level, we are, in doing that, we are transmitting the glorious truths of the gospel. If you have never been saved by the grace of God, you have nothing to tell. But if you have been saved by the grace of God, you have something to share about the deliverance that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And so he begins by saying in verse 1, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good." We can give thanks to the Lord, first of all, because the Lord is good. Have you experienced the goodness of the Lord? I thought about the 136th Psalm. He said, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, and His mercies endure forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for His mercies endure forever. Oh, give thanks to the God of gods, for His mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto Him who does great wonders, for His mercies endure forever. Oh, give thanks to He who created the sun, for His mercies endure forever. Oh, give thanks unto Him that created the moon to guide us by night, for His mercies endure forever." God has been good to humanity. He has been good to us. But the next verse says in the 136th Psalm, he says, "Give thanks to He who delivered us from Egyptian bondage and set us free." Listen, I'm thankful for the freedom that I've experienced in Christ Jesus. I'm thankful that when the sun makes you free, you're free indeed, and we can give thanks to the Lord for His deliverance from bondage of sin. Amen? We can praise Him and give thanks. The Lord's been good to us. We've experienced many good things, many wonderful things. We are recipients. I think that's the primary and principal thing that we need to transmit to the world, that we are beneficiaries of the goodness of the Lord. We have received great and wonderful things from Him. The Bible says in the book of James that every good and every perfect gift cometh down from the Father of lights, of whom there is no variableness nor shadow of turning. All the things, all the good things are a gift from God. It's a gift. Listen, we're saved by grace through faith, that not of ourselves, it is what? Even the salvation of our soul. We didn't earn it. We didn't work for it. It was a gift from God. Amen. And so we ought to give thanks for the good things, the gifts that we have received. We need to humble ourselves before the Lord and acknowledge that He is the giver and we are the receiver. We didn't earn it. We didn't buy it. Listen, the price was paid by Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ alone. He paid the price on Calvary's cross for our sins. And so He's good. The Lord's good. He's been good to us. Has He been good to you? Has the Lord been good to you? I mean, as an individual, here the psalmist is talking about the goodness of the Lord. And he says we need to thank the Lord because He's been good for His mercies. The mercies of God. We have experienced the abundant riches of His grace. We have experienced the mercies of God. As Paul said in Ephesians chapter 1, according to His mercies, His mercies, how we have received these wonderful and glorious things, that the eyes of our hearts have been enlarged and opened. Praise God for the enlightening work of God and the power of the gospel that causes us to move from a state of darkness into a state of light, from a state of blindness to a state where we can see the spiritual blessings of God. And if you have experienced the salvation through God's mercies, you need to glorify His name. Thank the Lord for the mercies that you have experienced in your own heart and in your own life. Ye who were dead in trespasses and in sin, who in the times past walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince and power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, according as in the times past ye walked according to the lust of the flesh, the lust of the mind, the lust of the flesh, and you were by nature the children of wrath. But God, who is rich in mercy, wherein His great love, He loved us. Praise God for the wonderful mercies of God that we have experienced in our hearts and in our lives. Can you give thanks today? Can you thank God that He has saved you
from your sins? Can you say today how that you've been born from above, that you're a citizen of His kingdom, how that you've been born from above, and that you're now a child of God? What a blessing it is. What a blessing it is to be a child of God. Oh, the goodnesses of the Lord that we experienced in our life. Maybe I'm not going to read this. Just think about it for a moment. We are the children of God. He goes on and he talks about sitting at verse 5. Let me read a few more verses, all right? Bear with me just a moment. Oh, when I think about the mercies of God that I've experienced. I mean, the withholding of judgment that I deserve. See, mercy is God withholding His judgment from us and providing us long suffering and patience. Our God is a God of patience. He's a God of long suffering. Him withholding what we rightly deserve. That's the mercy of God. I have an anniversary. I had one last night. It was 35 years ago last night. The Lord called me to preach. And I mentioned it last Sunday night. I don't go over it again. But I was in a stacker crane on in Lane Bryant's in Indianapolis, Indiana. And I had a burning bush experience. And God, I'd heard about folks being called to preach. I'll tell you what, when it happened to me, there was no doubt that it just happened to me. And I got on my face in the dirt of that old stacker crane, and I started weeping and crying. And before I got up, I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I am not going to do this. I will not. There's no way, God, you've made a huge mistake. I will not preach Your word. You know, I should have been struck dead on the spot. It's a wonder lightning didn't come out of heaven and kill me right there. But God, who is rich in mercy, we're in His great love. He loves us. I'm telling you, the Lord is good, and His mercies endure forever. Well, it's obvious that that didn't last very long, about 6 months. And I found myself on my face before God again, surrendering and submitting to His will. It was one of the hardest things I've ever done in my life, submitting to that call from the Lord. Folks, this psalm is an invitation. An invitation of celebration. Those that have experienced the goodness and the mercy of God, they ought to give thanks to the Lord. Man, there's been so many times in my life that God has been merciful to me. He's been gracious to me. He loves me. I'm thankful that I serve a God and know a God that loves me. He says in verse 5 that he's called unto the... He says, I called unto the Lord. Listen, folks. He talks about Israel. And he talks about Aaron. And he talks about those that fear the Lord. All these folks have experienced the mercies of God. How do they experience the mercies of God? You look there in verse 5. Because they sought the Lord. They called upon the Lord. They prayed to the Lord. They repented to the Lord. They trusted in the Lord. And they experienced His mercies. As the psalmist said in Psalms 34, this poor boy called unto the Lord, and He heard him and saved him and delivered him from all of his troubles. Called unto the Lord, and He says, in my distress, and the Lord answered. Listen, folks, if you're here today and you've never had an experience with the Lord where you sought the Lord and He responded, God's alive. He's real. He hears and answers our prayers. And there needs to be a time. You can't really thank God for His mercies in redemption and in salvation, where He pulls you out of that restricted place, out of the bondage, out of the chains of sin, and sets you in a large place. You see that in verse 5? He sets you in a large place. He sets you free. All the liberty that's in Christ Jesus, praise God. The liberty that we experience in the Lord Jesus. He set us free from sin, and now we are the children of God by faith in Jesus Christ. As John said, I'll tell you what John said. Just a minute, give me a breath. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. The world knows us not because it knew Him not. Beloved, now are we the children of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. And every man that has this hope purifies himself even as he is pure. For he said sin is a transgression of the law. But listen, he says in the next verse, but he, whosoever sins transgresses the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. But he was manifested, that being Jesus Christ, to take away sin, because there's no sin in him. He took us out of sin, and he's put us in a large place. Have you ever thought about the protection that the Lord provides us? How phenomenal that is. God being with us. The Bible says, the angel of the Lord encamps about those that fear Him and delivers them. The angel of the Lord encamps about His people. The Lord is with His people. Y'all do believe that, don't you? He is with us. We've been saved by the grace of God. We are citizens of His heavenly kingdom. We are citizens of the kingdom of Jesus Christ. Praise God. All right, so He set us in a large place. All right, but this is an invitation. You too can be set free. You too can be delivered. You too can know the mercies of God. You too can know the goodness of God. The goodness of God. Man, God's good to us. He is so, so good to us. Oh, He's been good to me. He's been good. I don't know if I get to verse 15 where it talks about the tents or the tabernacle of the righteous. He's been good to my home. He's been good to us as a church. Where it talks about the gates. This is taking me longer than I anticipated. I kind of chased a few rabbits, but He's just been so good to me. How can I not give Him thanks? I mean, the stuff we've went through individually, the stuff we've went through as families, like we read in verse 15, the stuff we go through in verse 19 in our churches. He opened the gates of the tabernacle. Oh, there's thanksgiving within the gates of the church. When we go through these doors, we're to enter with what? Thanksgiving. I'm telling you, this is a day that the Lord has made. Let us be glad and rejoice in it. That's actually in the psalm. The Bible says God is our refuge and our strength. Is it your refuge? Is it your strength? A very present help in time of trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed and the mountains be carried into the sea, and the rivers roar and be troubled, and the mountains be shaken and moved. There is a river, a stream, that it shall make glad the city of our God. The Lord is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. He's in the midst of her, and He will help her, and that right early. The heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttereth His voice, and the earth melted. The Lord is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come behold what great things the Lord has done to the earth. What desolations he has caused. The Bible says he has broken the bow. He's cut the spear. He's burned the chariots in fire. Be still and know I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I'll be exalted in the earth. The Lord is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. People, we ought to be praising the Lord because he's among us. He is with us. He's in our hearts. He's in our homes. And he's in the house of God today. He's in our midst. The Lord is with us. How good it is where you can visit with the Lord spiritually. He is in us. He is with us. He's in our homes. Listen, folks, if you have a Christian home, you should be thankful. Verse 15, I'm jumping down. Now I'm going to read all this. Listen, folks, trusting in God is better than trusting in anything else that's out there available to trust in. All right? Just think of all the tribulations and the troubles and the pains and the sufferings we've gone through. God has been merciful to us. God has been good to us. He has protected us. He has provided our needs. He is with us. He's watching over us. The eyes of the Lord roam to and fro, and he looks out over the righteous, and he helps them in their distress. Praise God. All we have to do is look to the mountains whence cometh our strength, and God will help us, and that right early. All right. All right, so let Israel now say that his mercies endure forever. Let the house of Aaron now say that his mercies endure forever. Let them now that fear the Lord say that his mercies endure forever. I called upon the Lord in my distress, and the Lord answered me and set me. He's talking about this personal, internal, spiritual deliverance. He set me. Set me free. We sung just a few moments ago about being set free. He set me free in a large place. The Lord is, I'm losing my voice. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. Do you see that? Psalm 46. The Lord is with us. We have nothing to fear. Nothing to fear. Nothing to fear. The Lord is with us. God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us, how shall he not freely give us all things? He's with us. We have nothing to fear. He will provide all our needs. The Lord maketh my part with them that help me. Therefore I shall see my desire upon them that hate me. It is better to trust in the Lord than put confidence in men. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. All nations compass me about, but in the name of the Lord will I destroy them. They compass me about, yea, they compass me about, but in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. They compass me about like bees. They are quenched as the fire of thorns. For in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. Thou hast thrust sore to me that I might fall. But the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and song and has become my salvation. Of the voice of rejoicing, the salvation is in the tabernacle of the righteous. That means in the house. In the house of the righteous, in the home of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord doth valiantly. The right hand of the Lord exalteth. The right hand of the Lord doth have valiantly. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. The Lord hath chastened me sore, but he hath not given me over unto death. Open to me the gates of righteousness. I will go into them. I will praise the Lord. This gate of the Lord into which the righteous shall enter. Are you going to heaven? Are you going through those pearly gates one day?
I will praise thee, for thou hast heard me and art become my salvation. The stone which the builder rejected is become the headstone of the corner. This very verse, Jesus referred to himself, okay? He referred to himself as the one rejected, his humiliation, his exaltation. He is Lord. He's Lord. Jesus is Lord. Let every tongue confess and every knee bow that Jesus Christ is Lord. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our sight. This is the day which the Lord made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Save now, I beseech thee. O Lord, I beseech thee. Save today. Send now prosperity. Blessed be he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Aaron, get a song. I'm done. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. We've gone through those gates rejoicing, and while in the house of the Lord, we have blessed the name of the Lord. The psalmist said, I will bless his name at all times. His praise shall be in my mouth continually. Out of the house of the Lord, we have blessed his name. God is the Lord, which has shown us light. Bind the sacrifice with cords, even into the horns of the altar. Thou art my God, I will praise thee. Thou art my God, I will exalt thee. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for we return. Bookends. He's good. He's merciful. The first verse, the last verse, the Lord is good, and his mercies endure forever. My voice is gone. Stand to your feet. Let us thank the Lord. Let us praise the Lord in his house today. Exalt his glorious name. If you're here today, and you have never been saved by the grace of God, if you've never come beneath the crimson flow, if you're not a child of God, if you've not been born again, if you're not personally in your own heart, if Jesus is not in your own heart, if he hasn't opened the eyes of your heart, where you've been enlarged to see, where your face is not ashamed, that Jesus Christ is King of kings and Lord of lords, like Paul said in Philippians 1 and 18, according to his mercy and his grace, he has given me a glorious hope where I'm not ashamed, where I magnify the Lord in my own body, whether I live or die. Whether I live is Christ, whether I die is gain. I am the Lord's. Bought me with his own blood. Let us sing. Somebody here lost and undone, come to the cross. Isn't he good? I mean, you look out over your family and your friends and those that he saved. Look at the blessings that you have received. Has he not been good to you? Oh, give thanks to the Lord because he's been good to you. His mercies. Listen. We have received from the Lord far more than what we deserve. Haven't we? Most of us, probably because of our sins and transgressions, God should have killed us on the spot. Just, you know, sin, the wages of sin, of rebelling and transgressing God's law, the wages of sin is what? What is it? Death, immediate death. But God was merciful and long-suffering to you. The Bible says that he's long-suffering and merciful to you, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Appreciate you listening to me today. We're going to sing another song. How about Amazing Grace? Isn't his grace amazing? Huh? Isn't his grace amazing? Just think about it. He's raised us up to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come we might show forth the riches of his mercy. Let's show forth the riches of his mercy to all those that are around us. He saved us. He's blessed our home. He's in our church. What a blessing it is. God is with us. Let us sing.